Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor and my privilege and my pleasure to be here with you today. It has been a rough, rough morning. Computers are dying. It's been really frustrating. And I've been kind of grumpy. I've been a little grumpy, so I've got to bring myself back to some kind of civility. Is that the word? We're going to continue. I haven't heard from very many of you. At least I haven't got any nasty letters. But we're going to continue our marching on with beginning with prayer each morning. So, if you will. Heavenly Father, we praise and we thank you that you are the Most High God who rules in the kingdom of men and that you set up leaders in their various offices and remove them by your mighty will. Father, we lift up the leaders of our country and all those that you have set up in places of authority to rule and govern our nation, both political and religious. And we pray that we would rule our land, that they would rule our land and the many institutions with wisdom and integrity. We pray a special prayer for our president and our vice president and their families as they endure the attacks from those who do not seek your leadership. We pray that each one would carry out their various responsibilities with honesty and for the benefit of the nation. Clothe each one in righteousness and justice. And we pray that all selfish ambitions would be laid aside and that your plans and purposes are fulfilled in the well-being of all citizens. May your ways be known in our country and your name be lifted up in the corridors of power. And guide our country, we pray, into the ways of peace, justice, and truth. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. This all started with the prayers. It's not like it's the first time I have felt moved to do that, but maybe it's the first time I have obeyed. Have you ever ignored things God has told you to do? We talked about that yesterday in Sunday school. Yet he still has his way, even if you don't do what he has asked you to do. He'll find another servant that is willing. We were studying Esther in church, and we've been studying Daniel in Sunday school. Yesterday we started Jonah, and that's another story. But as we've completed the study of Esther, which is one of my favorite books in the Bible, has been since I was a young girl, I guess because every young girl wants to be a princess or a queen. However, the story of Esther tells us that she was a victim of human trafficking. And yet, for such a time as this, she was put in place to save her nation, to save her people from genocide. The man's name, if you're not familiar with the story of Esther, I encourage you to read it. It's one of the shorter books in the Bible. And it, although it has God written all over it, it never says God in it. It never brings you to that. But you know he's there, that his plan is being fulfilled. But the bad guy that wants to do the genocide His name is Haman. Oh, he's an evil man. He just hates to hate. Just because he likes to hate. He hates Israel. He hates God's people. He doesn't want to be one of God's people. He just wants to hate God's people. He wants to do away with them. Like that's going to suit his purpose. What good will it do? Well, I fear that we have our nation's capital crowded with Hamans. I'm not talking about nationalities. I'm talking about people with hate in their heart for others. Have you ever wondered why the left's determination to kill, to control your lives, from abortion, genocide, to taxes, to gun control, remaking the Constitution, ignoring the Bill of Rights, wanting the land to be owned by the government? Have you ever wondered why? Their obsession with that? Have you ever wondered exactly why they have such a hate for this president, his vice president, his cabinet, anything that anybody that has any nice things to say about the president? They hate them. They can't be real. They're just deplorables. They must be getting paid to sit in those seats and cheer for the president. Well, he's a rich man, but he's not that rich. I don't think anybody's that rich. Have you ever wondered? Because you should. You should be questioning their motives. What is driving them? This hate. The Green New Deal is nothing more than a map to socialism, a.k.a. communism. But the hate, it's concerning and it's dangerous. The evil that is driving these people in D.C., the haters of President Donald Trump, they are beyond political at this point. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind that they have constructed a coup. I wouldn't even call it a soft coup at this point against a duly elected president. The only thing keeping them from anything other than what is called a soft coup is the fact that they don't have the authority to call in soldiers, military. Otherwise, they would have done it. It is that serious. Regardless of your party affiliation, all of this should be of great concern to you. Do you love freedom? And do you covet your neighbors? Do you want to be independent? Or do you want the government lawmakers to take care of you? This morning, as I mentioned, has been a rough morning. We're dealing with computers that are on their last leg. I was fussing and trying to explain to my producer, who's in another city, by the way. So we connect this way every morning. That my computer won't respond, but yet it's got enough energy to throw up this message, not responding. I'm thinking, quit using your energy to not respond and just respond. So. But you know, Americans do this day in and day out. We put up with stuff because we haven't got the money to buy new stuff. And we're being conservative. But you don't see the elite, those who think they're elite, in D.C. putting up with anything. They just spend your money. I want to talk a little more about this. We're going to talk about the taxes, the impeachment, the Brexit, Pelosi, the Supreme Court, what's coming up in abortion. Why do they have such an obsession to kill? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I was saying that we've been putting up with, and we're going to have to continue because that's just the way it is, with things that are only halfway working. It works with, you know, Monday. I guess my computer doesn't like Monday, although it acts the same way other days of the week. And some days it'll come in and be semi-normal or semi-good. But the officials never put up with anything like that. They have to have the very best right now. Well, the American people do without. And that is not the way it was intended to be. What happened to equality? What happened to independence? What happened, America? The Supreme Court is going to be meeting this week. They're back in session. They will be. And they have a lot on their docket. There's things to be watching for. Did you ever think, did our founding fathers ever in their wildest dreams thinking the Supreme Court would be discussing things such as a civil rights for LGBTQ? For DACA, for illegal immigrants. Illegal people coming into this nation, getting rights that belong to the citizens. Did they ever think that this would happen? The Second Amendment. They're going to be making a decision on the Second Amendment coming out of New York City. These are the things that are on their docket. And unfortunately, more than likely, they'll have to be discussing what Congress, particularly the left and the rhinos like Mitt Romney and Delroy Blunt and some of these others. Impeachment against the president. Now, let me explain something to you. I am no genius. I didn't go to college. My mother said I went to the school of hard knocks. I learned everything the hard way, and I believe to my dying day that she was correct. But sometimes I wonder if I really learn. Impeachment. There's a second whistleblower, you know. We don't know the name of the first one. Do we know the name of the second one? I don't think so. Now, let me explain something to you the way I see it. As I said, I'm no genius. Sometimes I have this gift of discernment that I think sometimes is a curse. I saw this coming a long time ago. I kept talking myself out of it. The left started planning this a long time ago. When one didn't work, then they have plan B. If plan B doesn't work, they have plan C. The first whistleblower didn't fool America. So they're bringing on multiple whistleblowers, one after the other. It would appear that they're all entangled with the CIA somehow, some way. One of those departments that you, as citizens, pay to watch over this nation, not dictate this nation, not control a presidency. They can't stop. Because they are so deeply embedded, not just the CIA, but I'm talking about the left, those in Congress. Now, Lou Dobbs and Mark Levin, they're constantly asking, of course I did it first, they're constantly asking, where are the Republicans? What is wrong with them? Why are they staying silent? Oh, you've got a few that come on these shows and they do interviews, but where are they? Why aren't they doing something? Well, you know, why aren't they hitting back with subpoenas for this and subpoenas for that? The left, Nancy Pelosi, has done this impeachment thing totally partisan. They're not allowing the Republican side of these committees have any kind of know. They aren't allowed to know what they have in their hands. And they're not allowed to do anything. What does that sound like to you? Does that sound like equality? Does that sound like you're being represented? No, of course it doesn't. Does that sound like a plot or a coup against a president of the United States? Not only him, they're going after the vice president now, and they're going to go after the cabinet. That's what they said on Friday. We've got to figure out how to arrest them. They're working 24/7 to figure out how to keep President Donald Trump from getting elected again. They can't have it. They can't have him pulling out this thing called the Constitution and actually going by it or trying to go by it, rule by it, protect the people with it. They can't have that going on. It's totally against what Sal Alinsky wants. Sal Alinsky was not our founding father. So the Supreme Court has a lot of work ahead this next few weeks while they're in session. Things that really I don't even think should be on the docket. DACA shouldn't even be a question. It ended. It had a time schedule. It had a date when it ended. And these people, if they wanted to be citizens of the United States, were supposed to have done something about it by X amount of time. That was put in place by President Barack Obama. So we're just supposed to make it a forever thing. Why? Why is it so important to bring in these illegals and make them citizens, or let them live with the privileges of citizens, not rights? You know, they don't call them rights. Well, they do call them rights, but that's not what they are. They're privileges to those who are here illegally, and they shouldn't have them. However, why is that so important? And then to turn around and say, we're overpopulated, we need to kill babies. Have you ever wondered? Blexit, Matt. I didn't see the video. Rudy was watching it, and we watch it, other videos when the president's speaking, and how the hate just goes up and up and up. If you're watching on Facebook, all these little hate faces and vulgar language and all these things that just go on and on and on and on. Well, they met with Brexit. I think I have that here somewhere. And not Brexit, Blexit. It's the conservative young black people. And you know what they're doing? They're declaring their freedom. They're declaring their freedom from the Democrat Party. And if it was the other way around, they would be declaring their freedom from the Republican Party. No party owns any people. This young black man made some really good points. He says, we all know that for nearly 200 years, the Democrat Party has presided over the destruction of black life in America. And the numbers don't lie. Are we not supposed to add up all the many ways the leftist policies that have left people like us in a worse state? That war against poverty, we lost that war. Now, he's not saying that's coming from Beth. He says enough's enough. Today, our message is to the race hustlers is this. You had your chance. You did not lead, and now we will. So proud of these people. I am so proud of these young people. And they're not all black. But they were at this, I think, at this, the speakers were. Larry Elder spoke. I don't know that I'd call Larry Elder young, but he's younger than me, I think. And Candace Owens. This happened to be Jerome Hudson. There were many of them there, declaring their freedom. Freedom of mind and choice. Out of bondage. From an ideal created by the Democrat Party, who are also the Ku Klux Klan. Why do they want to kill babies? Why are the majority of them, unfortunately, are black families? Control. Simple. Control and hate. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want to finish up here with what Mr. Hudson had to say, Jerome Hudson. He's given a pep talk to all these young people, particularly the young black Americans that are conservative. They have been ridiculed and censored and called all kinds of names by the left. Just so much hate. He says, first of all, love and support each other's journeys. Have each other's backs. And remember that as young leaders, it's your responsibility to help illuminate the path forward. Remember that bridge builder poem we read? Number two, he says, the second thing is to know the facts. Arm yourself. What have we been saying? Arm yourself with the informational weapons that you will need to win ideological battles on your campus. And third, he says, have fun. Be happy warriors. Take it from me. There's nothing more that upsets me. He didn't say that. He said something else. Than the left. There's nothing more that upsets the left more than a joyful black conservative. And always remember the lesson that history taught us long ago. Evil wins when good people remain silent. My title on my page today is Hate and Evil Shall Not Abound. They shall not win. Oh, they're here. They're bouncing off the walls, but they will not win. They've already lost. What we're here for is to keep pushing them back so that others will come and have the opportunity for freedom and independence, for righteousness and glory. That's why we're here. We're going to go to the phone lines. I don't particularly like the topic Larry's picked today, but we're going to talk about it just a tiny bit. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. I'm okay. That lady talking about eating babies,
yeah.
She is not following the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is life and peace. She's going way down the wrong path.
She's either totally insane or she's... Hold on a second, because I have read a little bit about this since then, but I haven't studied it enough to bring it as a topic on the show. But she was a plant by another organization that does these things to trip people up. There is a group of people that do believe this. And if we notice, Larry, none of them said anything to gasp at what she was saying. They finally grew uncomfortable and got her off the floor, or took the mic away from her. But there is people that believe these things. But I believe she was a troll from an organization that's claiming her, and that is, I can't think of the name of it. I had it. But I'll figure it out. And anyway, LaRouche Jr., it's the LaRouche Pack, and they go after some of these strange people, and they're going after the socialists and the communists, and there are a sect of these people that believe we have to do away with the babies, and it's just
That is not God. That's not the way of God. God is life and
right.
peace. It's not eating babies. That is totally
right.
insane for any politician to even say.
I agree with you 100%. I think if they did put her up to this and trolled that, I think it was wrong thing to do. But it sure got attention, and that's what they try to do.
Yeah. If
but
they want Trump's IRS income showed, every people in Congress should have to show theirs too.
Amen. I'm getting ready to talk about that. So thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Larry. I appreciate you so much for listening every day. God bless you.
Okay.
We do have an article. It just came across this morning as I was preparing for the show. So I haven't had a great deal of time to study. You have to understand, for a long, long time, I was the only one in this office. And I've got good old Rudy here now, and he volunteers his time. He's here, beats me here in the morning, and... Not literally beating me, but he gets to the office before.
Calm down, everybody. Calm down.
Beth's not been battered. And, you know, so we get to work and we try to bring up, I don't know, especially on Monday mornings, what we're going to even talk about. But I was trained by the best, Derry Brownfield. He says, I don't know what's in the news this morning. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. And I get kind of tickled because Rudy will say, I got to send out a teaser. What do you want? This morning, all I wanted to send out was grrr because the computers wouldn't work. But I did get this article this morning, and it says, the judge rules Trump must hand over his tax returns to the Manhattan DA. Well, I guess the Supreme Court's going to see that one, too. These federal judges are way out of hand. It's out of control, my friends. The coup is not against the president. He's the lead horse in this battle. But this coup is against you.
your freedom, your independence, your Constitution, your Bill of Rights, your land, your property, your children. Nancy Pelosi is worth $200 million. Wouldn't you like to see her tax returns? And what about Mitch McConnell? He's been getting pretty rich while he's up there as well. Roy Blunt. Mitt Romney. I guess he did show his when he was running for president. Bless his heart. I think everyone in Congress, if they're going to demand this of the president, every single one of them in Congress should show their tax returns, not just once, but every single year. We need to follow where their money is coming and going. Where your money is coming and going. Don't we? I wonder how they put that down on their tax returns when they get money from lobbyists. How does that work? I've probably got some friends mad at me because some of them have been lobbyists. How does that work? Joe Biden's son isn't the only one that's getting rich because his father was in a nice position, political position. Look at all the others. Where are the Blunt boys? Are they lobbying? Well, I for one don't want to see the president's tax returns. I don't like to read that much. I saw the stack of his tax returns. He's under an audit all the time because he is a wealthy person and somebody's going to go after him every single step of the way. Taxes weren't in our original Constitution. We weren't supposed to be taxed. So where do they get off demanding somebody turn in their tax returns before they can be president of the United States or be on the ballot to be president of the United States? It's a coup. And they're going to go after him every which direction they possibly can. And the only reason they're getting away with it is because you're letting them. You know, we need to give that phone number again. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It's Monday, and we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have in my hand an article, and this is coming from Breitbart, I do believe. And if you remember, we've had, it's been a few years, but I had somebody from the Thomas More Society on the air, and they're quoted in this. They are pro-life group. Planned Parenthood used a shell company to build an 18,000 square foot mega abortion clinic in southern Illinois in secret. And this is coming from CBS News. According to the report, Planned Parenthood engaged in a year of a secret construction as it built its new abortion clinic only 13 miles from the last abortion clinic in St. Louis, Missouri. That clinic was found to be in violation of state health and safety standards and is operating without a license under a judge's order. Why do they love to kill babies so much that they'll do it illegally in a legal way because they use one of these federal judges? The report continues that it says in August of 2018, Planned Parenthood has used a shell company to construct the facility, leaving no public trace that the former medical office would become one of the largest abortion clinics in the country. CBS News first visited the site in August while it was still being built. It says Colleen McNicholas, chief medical officer of Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region in southwest Missouri, said the abortion clinic was built secretly to avoid protests and delays in construction when people discovered the project would be an abortion clinic. I wonder how much money you spent on that clinic. 18,000 square feet. That's a big building. We were really intentional and thoughtful. Yeah, they're thoughtful. About making sure that we were able to complete this project as expeditiously as possible because we saw the writing on the wall. Patients need
better access, so we wanted to get it open and quickly. Maybe they've got a special place there for the ambulances, because that was the problem with the other one. It had too many ambulances coming in front of it because they keep botching it up. Women are at risk with abortion. The babies are obsolete with abortion. That life is not considered a life. When did God make the woman or the doctor God over her body? Well, I can understand if there's really a problem. I can understand how that would be a very difficult decision. But that's not the case. We're aborting babies because we don't like it. It's not convenient. We weren't careful enough. We forgot to cross our legs. We had no self-control. So now another life is on the way. We must dispose of it. Get rid of it. It's inconvenient. I don't want it. And so we kill. For convenience and control. And money. Planned Parenthood makes lots of money. And they don't like it if you take it away. Evil is in this nation, seeking whom it may devour. Be careful you're not devoured by the lies. The lives of the pro-choice group. You have a choice in everything. Past, as long as it's only abortion. That's the only thing they want you to have a choice in. If you're black, you can't choose to be a conservative. That makes you a bad guy. That makes you silly. Traitor. You know, they claim that President Trump has committed treason. I do not believe that. I will be shocked out of my socks, should that turn around and be so. However, I do believe it of Nancy Pelosi. I do believe it of Adam Schiff. I've heard them lie. I've seen them lie. If you think Nancy Pelosi's praying for the wisdom of the president and the safety of him, you've been fooled. If she's praying for him, it's for his demise. She is a Haman. Schiff is a Haman. Nadler is a Haman. Omar is a Haman. Tlaib is a Haman. What will you do if this actually continues and our president has to call out military to secure and guard the White House? What would you do? Where would you be? That's why I'm calling you now, to get on your knees. Intercede now for this nation. Our elected officials are crowded with Hamans who want to destroy Christianity and free people. It's that simple. We're still fighting the same war our founding fathers fought. But we do have history on our side. They did not. It was a miracle what they did. Now, Ben Franklin, he said, "We went to prayer when we were in war. Why aren't we now? Must we be in prayer, America, before we get... must we be in war, America, before we get on our knees in prayer? Is it not a war now? Have you not seen the hate? The lack of respect for the office of President of the United States? The act of... lack of respect for people who they call deplorables, which are the heartbeat of this nation. Evil only continues when good people do nothing. Can you see the evil? Can you feel the evil? Do you hear the cries from the womb of these babies that want to live? Even at that time in their lives, they will kick and fight as the doctor destroys them. Life is precious. Freedom is never won. It is a continual battle. There's always someone. There's always a Bernie Sanders, an AOC, a Nancy Pelosi. There's always a Mitt Romney. There's always somebody who wants to take it away and have it all their self. It's time, America, to cast out the Haman and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.